Emily Pleakall is the trade show coordinator for the Sarda Ag Research Agriculture Trade Show that's coming up at the end of March in 2025, and she joins us on the line today. Emily, thank you very much for joining us. Yes, it's not until March, but registration for the trade show is now on. Comments, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, on the fact that we'd love to see you out there, and registration is now on.
We are excited to be officially accepting general registration. Our trade show is March 27th to the 29th at the Falaire Regional Recreation Complex. Because of the booth demand, I reached out to the 2023 booth holders first to give them an opportunity to retain their booths for the upcoming show. Because of this, I only have about 12 booths remaining, so people definitely have to reach out soon if they want to book a booth.
How much does that say about the popularity of this trade show, especially at this time of the year? Because, people are looking to get out from cabin fever.
Well, so in the 2023 show, we noticed there was a little downtake because of COVID. Mm-hmm. However, most years, the Sarda Ag trade show is booked solid. So I've been told by several people who registered that this is one of their favorite shows to attend in the province. The aisles in between booths are packed solid throughout most of the 3 days, and it's a great opportunity for both producers and businesses to network, make connections, and see new technologies that are available to the producers. I don't have an official door count. However, I've been told by numerous booth holders from past years that they've seen an upwards of a few thousand people go through the door.
That is a nice looking total, that is for sure. And how much does the popularity bring to the table the fact that you have a nice little arrangement with the Northern Link Home and Sports Show in Fairview, in the fact that you alternate every year, and 2025 happens to be Falaire's turn to host?
I think it's great for both shows to have the annual break and to have kind of the show in a different region, just to give different people the opportunity to attend. So I think that definitely does drive the population of the attendance up.
You mentioned the popularity. You mentioned the retaining of booths from the 2023 show. Are we allowed to let the cat out of the bag and say, are there new ventures on the horizon that are coming to this year's show?
Are you talking new businesses themselves as per the ventures?
Businesses, presentations, workshops, etc.?
Well, presentations and workshops are all held at the log cabin, and it's the businesses that choose to hold the hour slot to talk about their products. But I do have a few new business holders that are going to have booths, and we're actually seeing a few more ranching businesses come out, which is nice because there is kind of a switch to include more ranching in the region. And having those types of businesses here to show agricultural producers the ranching opportunities is also a great avenue for them.
With some of the new ventures that are coming into the region, agriculture-wise, how much is this going to help enhance the show?
Oh, I think it should maybe increase the number of people coming through the doors, a variety of different agricultural producers. It's kind of stimulating to see the different types of businesses that are interested in our shows now, too. I think what's happening is the word of mouth of the quality of our show is getting out, and these businesses are really interested in coming and showing their product and maybe helping people expand how they operate their businesses.
The Sarda Ag Research Agriculture Trade Show is coming up March the 27th to the 29th at the Regional Complex in Falaire. Emily, there are a few booths left, not many, but there are a few. Where can we sign up?
Well, the interested folks can either give me a call on my cell phone at 780-837-0563, or they can email smokyriveragtradeshow@gmail.com.
Emily Pleakall is the trade show coordinator for the Sarda Ag Research Agricultural Trade Show. Emily, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Keith.